All right, here we go today, February 19th. Today's International Tug of War Day. Do you like playing that in elementary school?
No, it was fun. It's a fun game. Yeah, fun game. Fun game.
Oh, you like this one? Prevent Plagiarism Day. Mm-hmm. You're a scribe at heart, right?
Yes.
You don't like that stuff. Do you ever bust anybody for doing that?
No comment.
Okay. National Chocolate Mint Day.
You like the chocolate mints?
I do. They're on when you leave them on the pillows in the morning. All right, hit it, Charlie.
Hold on. And what else?
Iwo Jima Day. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's Iwo Jima. This day, February the 19th. And
of course, the iconic photo.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and the guy was like, hey, can y'all do that again? I'm like, okay. And like four takes of that. Get it up there. No, I'm kidding. There was a guy, a Marine, that lived here, part of the photographer, he was in the picture and on the photograph.
Yeah, I saw that story. That was here. There was a story in the newspaper about
that. That's right. Now we can hit it.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Well, you're really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my head.
All right, here we go. This day in sports history, February the 19th. Let's start it off, 1946. New York Giants outfielder Danny Gardella, Greg, is the first Major League player to announce he's jumping to the Outlaw League. What league would that be? 1946.
The Outlaw League.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. The American League?
The Mexican League.
Oh.
A lot of those were jumping to that league back then to get more money. 1965 on this day. The NFL votes to add what number official on the field?
Eight.
Number six.
Okay.
There's only seven. 1970. American League Cy Young winner Denny McClain is suspended. Why?
I think it's tax evasion. IRS?
Nope.
Okay. Gambling?
Can we give it to him? We can't. Alleged connection to bookmakers.
Okay.
Yes, you got it. Good job, pal.
But he was also in trouble with the IRS.
He was. That wasn't the question. Mm-hmm. This day, 1980, the greatest Winter Olympic athlete wins his third gold medal at Lake Placid.
Eric Heiden.
Look at you, man. Proud of you today. 1983, this lefty doesn't speak a word of English, wins his salary arbitration of $1 million.
Fernando Valenzuela?
You're killing it today, man. Killing it today. Now, let's see if you can get this one.
Okay.
1984, the Winter Olympics. The first brother combo to win the gold and silver in the same event. Can you name them? Name one of them.
Brother and brother or siblings?
First brother combo, so brother and brother.
Because I was going to go Eric Heiden and what?
This is skiing.
Skiing?
Yep, and the slalom.
I don't know what.
Phil and Steve Marr.
Okay.
Remember them?
Nope.
Good job. 1987, this Oakland A's left-handed pitcher retires. He had been a stalwart in the 70s.
Vida Blue?
Vida Blue, yep. Good job, man. Killing it. And that's it. Goodness. Not much today. A lot of cricket stuff in here. We'll pass on that. All right, celebrity birthdays. I think, Greg, you won yesterday 5-4. So leave.
I think Charlie won yesterday.
Five to three.
Wow. I'm
sorry. 5-3.
See there?
By the way, Karl Lagerfeld passed away.
I saw that. What?
85 years old.
Designer, right?
Designer.
Chanel.
Was that what it was?
I think so. Yeah. I just saw it on the news.
Lagerfeld cologne at one time. All right, here we go. Celebrity birthdays. And folks, you got to get this within two. And again, NBC has come after me for this. ABC, they want this game. I'm like,
I really need to know the algorithms of where we've been listening to.
We'll get it to you. All right, here we go. We start off with a good one. Smokey Robinson. When Smokey is
84.
I forget everything.
85.
79. Okay. Jeff Daniels, who was here not too long ago with his
band. 66.
69.
64. Good job. What do you think of Jeff Daniels? What do you think of first?
Dumb and Dumber.
Absolutely. That's probably the one thing he does not want to be remembered for.
Oh, well, I think he made quite a bit of money on those.
There is a story in Dumb and Dumber is the fact that they wanted Rob Lowe to play that role of Jeff Daniels, but Rob Lowe's agent said, that's too goofy, too stupid. You don't want to do that. Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey took the back end deal off of that, where they work for scale and get the back end, and made tens of millions of dollars. Therefore, Rob Lowe did Tommy Boy because he wanted to be back in comedy again.
Well, that worked out okay.
Take that, Eric. Seal. How old is Seal today?
62.
55.
56. Tied at ones. Justine Bateman.
45.
49.
53. Benicio Del Toro.
60.
51.
52. Charlie's up 2-1. We don't know you. I'm not giving her because nobody remembers her. It's going down. I'm not doing Victoria justice. That's a kid show. All right, here we go. More down here. Hold on.
How is everybody doing?
Oh, McGavitt graduate. She's in this list today. Lori Ann Crook, talk show host. Lori Ann Crook.
58.
59.
62. From The Office, Leslie David Baker.
50.
45.
61. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell.
56.
58.
60. Charlie's up 3-1. Prince Andrew.
35.
96.
59.
I got the wrong one.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're not done yet. Hold on. Going on. Novelist Amy Tan.
Who?
Amy Tan. She wrote a bunch of books. Very popular.
50.
51.
67. Hold on. We're not done yet. 3-1. If I get some more here. Hold on, people. I've got to go to my other list here. You guys doing okay today?
Hey, what is our parade?
It's in June.
Okay.
I like this other list here. It's got a lot of sports people in here. But
yeah,
usually...
Ricky Cook's getting really tired standing out there waiting. It's cold, man. It's going to rain a lot the next few days. We got to give the guy a date.
June. It's June. All right. It's
but
June.
What year? We don't know. Dave Stewart, former Oakland Athletics pitcher.
Okay. He's 54.
55.
62.
What year?
That's it. We're done. Charlie wins. Congratulations. 3-1.
Yeah.
All right. I have forgotten what song I did.
Do you want me to just
Charlie,
play it?
Charlie, just play it.
Then, well, once you hear it, you can remember what you want to ask.
Oh. This song inspired by Chet Atkins. Because the guitar player was a phenomenal Chet Atkins fan.
Is that Mark Knopfler?
Nope.
Oh, well, Lindsey Buckingham.
From what group?
Fleetwood Mac.
Attaboy. Big, big love.
I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Gog and Cold Hall, please visit www.gogandcold.com. That's www.gogandcold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Gog and Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.